It's Dan, hope you're well today. So, let's talk about the one thing that lockdown has taught us, and that's about having multiple sources of income. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan. Let's talk about multiple sources of income. For sure, if there's one thing that we've learnt from lockdown, it's having multiple sources of income that can protect you in some way other than your main source. Now, I know for most people, and it's a little bit weird for me, I'm 48, I've not been in a job for like 19 years. I left my job age 29. And so I've not had a job in absolutely donkey's years. And so all of my income for the last 19 years has come from various sources. It's come from property, it's come from coaching, more recently it's come from business acquisition, it's come from social media marketing, it's come from online training courses. What else has it come from? It's come from affiliate stuff, it's come from buying and selling properties, buying and selling deals, sourcing property deals and then selling them on for a couple of grand a time. I mean, it's come from many, many different sources. And certainly over the last 12 months, we've added extra sources of income, including the business buying, online training courses, increasing the range of what we do from a social media agency aspect, including Facebook ads and landing pages and sales funnels and everything, right? So we've been very, very lucky, because when something dries up, for example, rents have definitely decreased during lockdown. Okay, there's nobody looking for city centre apartments right now. We've dropped our prices considerably, from like 900 a month down to 700 a month, from 700 down to 550 on a one bed. We've had two bed grade two listed buildings, but we were getting 954, we're now only getting 704, and so that's taken a hit. And so we've been lucky that even with just that, we can still survive. But also, we've been quite lucky because, as well as that income, that means I don't have to get up and go to work every single day, we've developed other sources of income, such as online training courses. Now, look, the whole point of this video is that you also have to be creating some kind of additional income stream. It can be one, it can be two, it can be seven different ways of having an income stream. And I'm sure you've seen the stat, most millionaires have seven sources of income. I don't know how true that is. But what I do know is that having multiple sources of income is an absolute godsend. Because when your property goes down, and also we've had tenants not pay, it's taken months sometimes for us to rent out some of the property, and so we've taken a hit on some of that stuff, and the income's not been there. Then of course, during that, you know, we've had a boiler replacement this month. We spent 800 quid repairing another electric boiler, and so it all comes at the same time, doesn't it, is what I'm saying. It all happens at once, you know. Nothing spreads out evenly across the years from a financial point of view to help you through it. So again, having access to multiple streams of income is the thing that has helped us not only survive through pandemic, but actually it's enabled us to thrive during this pandemic. We've been very, very lucky because of all the other things that we had in place that have enabled us to power on forward. I mean, we put, you know, tens of thousands of pounds into some of the businesses that we've acquired, and not all of the businesses needed that money, by the way, because sometimes we bought for as little as a pound. We bought businesses for a pound. I mean, imagine that. But not only have we has the additional sources of income enabled us to raise finances, it's also secured our future. So, for example, on one of our training courses, we don't make a huge amount on it, but we make about £500 a month on one of our £27 training courses. Now, you might think £500 a month, you know, it's not a huge amount of money, and you're absolutely right, but that £500 a month, that pays for something. I mean, you could just take that money and put it to one side. Obviously, you've got tax to pay on it, okay? But you could take that £6,000, which is what 500 times 12 is, 12 months. You could take that six grand, and you could have the
an amazing holiday. You can have a holiday of a lifetime every 12 months just from that one income source. And then when we take another income source, which brings in between £1,000 and £2,000 every single month on another training course, like that right there is between, what, it's between £15,000 and £20,000 a year. Like, is that a deposit on a house? Is that, you know, deposit on a new car every year? Or is that buying a Lamborghini every, you know, £2,000 a month? Is that paying for that, potentially? Yeah. And then, where else are your other income sources going to come from? Now, I'm not going to sit and list them. You can do that yourself. Just do a quick Google search. What are the seven different types of income? Let me run through them very quickly. So you've got things like dividend income. You've got earned income, like going for a job. You've got where other people license your product and then sell it on your behalf. Licensing income, I guess. You've got affiliate income, where you're selling affiliates. There's all these different types of income. Passive income from creating training courses. Income from when you write a book and sell that, and it just comes in whenever. All these different types of income are all there, sat there, waiting for you to actually do the work right now. One of the easiest ones that you can do, we've actually got one on my website. It's like £27, shows you how to make training courses. That's one of the income sources for us, makes about £500 a month. But for £27, you can work out how to make your own online training courses and get it sold within 14 days or less. Absolutely invaluable. Now, this is the key. When you actually create a product like that, all you then have to do is market the living crap out of it. And sales will come in. If it's any good and if it's marketed properly, then sales will come in. So your job really is to get creating these type of training courses so that those sales can come in, giving yourself the best opportunity to put yourself in a position where you can make money on a monthly basis. But you've got to spend the time and the money and the energy and the education to getting yourself into that specific area. Unfortunately, too many people think they can just do what they've always done and they can get better results. We know that that's not how the world works. You are going to have to put in the time, put in the effort. You're going to have to work the hours. You're going to have to work the weekends. And I'm not saying that you have to work all weekends, all the time. But if you spend 2 hours every night creating content, creating a training course, in 30 days you spent 60 hours, you're going to have something after that. You can write a book in 60 hours. You can create a training course easily in 60 hours. I know this because we've done it and we make £500 a month on it. So you can do that. But you've got to start generating extra income other than your sole point of income. We did a video a little time ago called How to Buy Wealth. And really that's what you're doing. So this is how you buy wealth. You take £1,000 and you put it into the index FTSE 100, okay, index funds, and you're going to make 6% return on that every single year for the rest of your life. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 60 quid, right? 6% of £1,000 is £60. Now imagine doing that 100 times. £100,000, you're going to generate £6,000. £1,000,000, you're going to generate £60,000 every year for the rest of your life. That is an additional income stream. That's how you get started. You don't have to start with £1,000,000. You just got to start with putting a tenner away, putting £100 away, putting £1,000 away, £10,000, £100,000, and it builds up and builds up and builds up so that you're going to reach the point where you then have multiple sources of income, which means you can leave work earlier. Now, some sources of income are going to work better than others. I love creating training courses. I love creating little businesses. I love buying businesses. They are an acceleration in terms of compared to FTSE 100 companies. You know, 6% return on £1,000. I'd much rather spend £1,000 getting educated on something, creating a training course over it. So you've got all this available to you. You just got to work out what that's going to be. But before you work out any of that, you've got to understand the fundamental basics that having multiple streams of income is what's going to get you wealthy. Not working at your day job day in, day out. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.